This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace President Ebrahim Raisi, who passed away in a helicopter crash last month. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
With millions of votes counted so far in Iran's snap presidential election, two candidates have emerged neck and neck. Preliminary results show moderate candidate Masoud Pezeshkian and his hardline challenger, former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili, in the lead. Pezeshkian, faithful to Iran's theocratic rule, has publicly criticized authorities over the death of Mahsa Amini, and her death sparked mass unrest in Iran in 2022. Jalili is a protege of Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, Iran's 85-year-old supreme leader. A staunch anti-Westerner, analysts say him winning could signal an even more antagonistic turn in the Islamic Republic's foreign and domestic policy.
Reuters reporter Ryan Chang. The runoff election is scheduled for July 5th. Ukrainian officials say a Russian missile strike hit a 9-story residential building in the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro on Friday, killing at least one person and injuring others. This resident named Alice, speaking to Reuters, says that she's afraid to return home and that she doesn't want to sleep in her own bed and also doesn't know what to do next. Officials have warned that the death toll will likely rise as more people remain trapped in the building. A ship traveling through the Red Sea has come under repeated missile fire in a likely attack launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels. 5 missiles landed near the vessel as it traveled off the coast of a rebel-held port city of Hodeidah in Yemen on Friday. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The ruling Mongolian People's Party has won the highest percentage of votes in Saturday's parliamentary election. Speaking to reporters, the chairman of the commission, Pervez Dilgunaran, said that he was not able yet to announce how many seats the MPP had won, but local media reported that the ruling party had retained power, but with a significantly reduced parliamentary majority. A divided France braced on Saturday for high-stakes parliamentary elections that could see the anti-immigrant and Eurosceptic party of Marine Le Pen sweep to power in a historic first. The candidates ended their frantic 3-week campaigns at midnight on Friday, with political activity banned until the first round of voting in France on Sunday. The United Nations political chief will chair the first meeting between Afghanistan's Taliban rulers and envoys from about 25 countries, says women's rights will be raised at every session. However, the Taliban said that they have ruled out any discussions on internal issues of Afghanistan, including women's rights, with international envoys at Sunday's United Nations-hosted conference meeting in Doha, Qatar. U.S. President Joe Biden addressed concerns on Friday about what was roundly viewed as a poor debate performance the night before. Some supporters are now calling for him to drop out of the presidential race. We hear more from VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
A day after debating his Republican presidential challenger, Donald Trump, U.S. President Joe Biden hit the campaign trail in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know how to do this job.
The 81-year-old Democratic candidate said he had a sore throat. But concerns about the president's age intensified after the debate. Republican Senator Marco Rubio questioned Biden's capacity to lead. The editorial board of the New York Times wrote that to serve his country, President Biden should leave the race. Biden could make a comeback, analysts say. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Haitian Prime Minister Garry Conille left Port-au-Prince on Friday to travel to Washington, as well as New York in the United States, as freshly deployed Kenyan police officers began patrolling the city as part of a UN-backed mission to battle armed gangs that have taken over the capital. A spokesperson for the U.S. National Security Council said that Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer would meet with Kanye on Monday. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.